Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippies, the whippies.
To the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't take that, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobody. I am your Brooklyn Puerto Rican assassin, sent from another planet to cause chaos. Yes, that is I. Today won't be no different. We got news. We're going to be doing some prank calls. So if you want your phone, if you want somebody to get fucked with, please do not post it in the chat room on rantingloubib.blogspot.com. Please do not post the phone number on the TalkShoe chat. Please send it to me either via Skype at Crotchout Radio, or email it to me at crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. Oh man, burp. Just wanted to first start off by a story that pisses me off, that pissed me off severely, especially when growing up, you know, you're the nice guy. You treat the opposite sex with respect. You don't force them to do anything. You don't smack them up. You treat them with respect. And you grew up learning you treat girls with respect because they're girls, essentially. That's the only real reason. You only treat girls with respect because they're girls. Hence, apparently, in society's eyes, they're better than you. So with that in mind, there was this story. And I wrote an article based on the news reporting. More proof that nice guys are not the first choice with women. This week, the newspapers reported on a federal corrections officer, Nancy Gonzalez, 29, who hooked up with a convicted cop killer, Ronell Wilson, 30, who is one of New York's most notorious police killers. He was a young gang member on Staten Island when he was convicted in the murders of undercover officers James Norrin and Rodney Andrews. In that 2006 illegal gun sting gone awry, Wilson was sentenced to death, though his attorneys appealed, claiming he is mentally disabled, which yesterday was ruled that he is mentally competent to be killed by the state. And I know a lot of people say, well, the cops kill innocent people all the time. No, first of all, innocent people would not get caught up in illegal guns or anything like that. They wouldn't. So let's just throw that out of your minds here. So anyways, she's fucking 8 months preggers to this asshole. First of all, a federal corrections officer. In fact, let's Google that real quick. Federal corrections officer salary. Okay, let's do that. Let's really break this down. Let's tear this bitch a new one. Let's freaking tell you what the fuck she gave up. Just so that way she can have her slice of bad boy dick. The fact that not to mention the benefits of that, she's probably making upwards between 43,000 and 64,000, you know, $25 an hour with fantastic benefits. And she needed, and for that, for you to be a federal corrections officer, you need to have a 4-year degree, which means the work that she freaking put in, hold on. And that girl, I like to, Roxy's in the chat room, in the TalkShoe chat room, and that girl is good. I mean, and this is what fucking kills me. This guy's a loser. A loser. He's in prison. He's in prison for killing cops. He's not going to be able to take care of this kid. He's probably going to be dead. The kid is not going to know his father. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be loved. You know what? I'm sorry. You know what? I know you ladies don't like a nerd. You ladies don't like a guy that's boring, a guy that's safe. You want a guy that's going to fucking crack your skull, because that's what gets you hot. That's what gets you wet in the panties. Oh my God, he's going to kill me. That's so fucking sexy. You don't know when he's going to turn green, freaking start hulking out and snap your neck. But no, she sacrificed her career, and now she could serve 15 years in prison for engaging in a sexual relationship with an inmate. I mean, you know how many nice guys are out there? You know how many nice guys that would fulfill you spiritually, sexually, treat you like a fucking goddess? It still fucking amazes me. I don't understand. Oh, Yellow. His name is Yellow. He's a guy. He's making fun of a white supremacist. Pastor Martin Lynn's sex wife. Oh, okay. He's making fun of his wife. That girl is good. She says she hasn't found one. Well, sweetie, then either you have unrealistic expectations, or you're just not in the right place right now. I mean, unfortunately, look, I can't even consider myself a nice guy anymore. I've gotten my ass handed to me so many fucking times. It's just like, okay, I'm just done trying. I'm done trying, because every time I've tried, I've gotten my ass handed to me. And all I seem to get is, well, if you change your attitude, maybe you'll find somebody. I mean, but it still amazes me how these chicks choose jerks, choose guys that are not going to be there for them. Guys that have no future, no fucking just shiftless. Or, you know what, and the thing is, look, when it comes to this whole Chris Brown Rihanna thing, and I'm just bringing this up as an example, because, you know, I don't like to talk about entertainment shit, but really, you see how this kid is acting, carrying around, acting like a fucking schmuck, freaking picking fights with everybody, he's a fucking little chihuahua bitch, freaking, yep, 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 I'm gonna kick ass, I'm gonna throw bottles at you. I mean, this dude's shenanigans have gotten other people hurt. Physically hurt. Yet, freaking Rihanna is like, oh my god, I love him. Yet, she freaking took him to court for smacking her the hell up. And as much as I know a lot of women are going to hate to say this, then we have this violent towards women legislation back in Congress. When you got men getting stabbed to death because they couldn't buy their woman a fucking Louis Vuitton purse or something else so fucking trivial, yet they get the sympathy because all they can say to get off is like, he beat me. So like, well, I guess she beat him. Oh well, you know, there's that a carte blanche that they get, the pussy pass. And I'm not saying, look, I've punched a bitch before. But I've never hit a woman that I've been in a relationship with. It's usually because some chick, he just came into the chat room. Some chick, decided to, out of the blue, fucking just try to fucking attack me. I mean, look, I'll tell you the story. I was riding my scooter, you know, the trike scooter I have. You know, I like to ride it around, you know, Brooklyn. I like to go for miles. Not doing anything, not hurting anybody. Just on my trike scooter. Chick starts cursing me out, saying, fat this, you know, you look like a loser. Yeah, out of the blue, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I said, at least I didn't have to suck dick to buy it. Oh, you know, you disrespected a lady. You don't talk to a lady like that. You can't, of course, you have to take all their crap because they got a pussy. Yes, I am a Brooklyn boy, Gene. Yes, I am. Gene in the chat room says, you're from Brooklyn? Yes, I am. I'm a Brooklyn boy, born and raised. So this chick runs up behind me, scratches me in the face. Without thinking, I just reacted. Punched her the fuck out. Oh, she's a girl! You can't hit girls! Well, you know what? I'm not gonna fucking I'm not gonna just allow someone to start scratching my face and putting their hands on me just because they happen to be a different gender. I don't go around punching women all randomly in the face. I don't go around raping women raping women, period. I don't go around doing that shit. I don't go around fucking denying women their rights. No, I don't. But if I'm not doing anything perverted, if I'm not attacking someone violently, I kind of expect not to be fucking, you know, attacked physically. I mean, women who never punched me. I said she scratched me. She fucking tried to claw at my face, Christy. In the chat, she's like, good one. Punch chicks who never punched you. Nice. Well, she fucking tried to claw at my face. She tried to fucking, like, disfigure me with her nails. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Just let it happen? Oh, well, you know, it's no big deal. Yeah, because I'm a scumbag for doing that. Yeah, thank you. Oh, Bay Ridge. Hey, I'm in Willie B. I'll show the only one in the chat. Okay. Yeah, we also, I got two chat rooms that I'm looking at. I got the one on rantinglouisb.blogspot.com/p/listenlive and this. And okay. And then now, this kind of leads me to my next story. There was this mother of two who went to Turkey so that way she could get herself some Middle Eastern dick. A married woman, Sierra, mother, 33 years old, killed while traveling abroad in Turkey, will be flown home today, according to the Daily News. Her husband, and her brother flew to the country. So she's married, and she goes to Turkey because she wants to hook up with some guy. And one of the guys that she hooked up with said they were having a sexual relationship. So this chick is getting herself some dick abroad while she has a husband and kids at home in Staten Island. And oh my god, it's tragic that she was murdered. I'm not saying that it's her fault that she got murdered. Yeah, there are scumbags out there. But the fact of the matter is, you step out on a relationship that you made vows on, And, you know, the dude didn't even know what was going on. Because she's like, oh, she loves me. She's a loving person. Oh, no, she's getting some fucking strange cock halfway around the world. Yeah, good job. And now she's dead because probably some dude just freaking some nutcase. One rare nutcase fucking did something to her, beat the crap out of her, and left her, you know, and dropped her off like fucking drug money. You know, if you got a husband and kids at home, all right, look, ladies, I'm not saying stay in a marriage that you're not happy in. I'm not. But fucking get a divorce and fucking, because if you start sneaking around, then you're more than likely going to find scumbags like that that are going to kill you. Yeah, maybe her husband. How do you know? We don't know. Maybe her husband was abusive. We don't know that. How do you know that? All we know is she was married. She went to Turkey. She hooked up with some guys. That's all we know. Why not bash her? She was hooking up with other men. It was admitted they found the guy that she was hooking up with. Because it's in the... How's that news? Why not? No, there isn't nothing better to talk about. How's that? There is nothing better to talk about. Because you know why? There's 50 billion other podcasts and radio shows and television shows that bash men. That bash men on a daily basis. How we're dogs. How we're stupid. How we're less spiritual than women. How we're less than animals and shit. How, you know... You know, oh, well, men are less caring than women. You know, look, it's not fair. Oh, you never heard of it? Okay, The View, Oprah, every fucking clucking chicken show out there. Bash men, constantly. You know, and a lot of people do, and it did it, and then you got people like, you got the chicks that go marching in those slut walks, blaming all men for rape, because I don't know how many other women have a fucking, like, how come it seems like all women have a goddamn rape story, and that I gotta fucking pay for? I've never forced a woman to do anything, yet I gotta get treated like a goddamn scumbag, because there's less than 1% of fucking psychopaths that have done rape. And I'm tired of it. I'm not a rape apologist because I don't agree with it. I would never do it. It's fucking disgusting to me to do that. It's not sexy. It's not sexy whatsoever. And it's like, no, rape isn't about sex. It's about power. You know what makes me feel powerful over a woman? Being more successful than her. Being able to fucking do whatever the fuck I want because I don't got a fucking crying, shitting brat to take care of, because I made the right decisions by protecting myself, you know, and not making children and being responsible. And you know what? And if I ever do become a father, I know for a damn fact I'm gonna be in my child's life, and I know I'm gonna be a good father. I'll be a fucking overprotective father, but I'll be a good father. Extremely overprotective. And if I ever have a daughter, she's going to be the most fucking independent little girl ever. I'll be sure of that shit. Like Chris Rock says, your main job as a father is to keep your daughter off the stripper pole. I'll be sure that she knows how to do a lot of shit so that way she don't have to rely on anybody. It's just a fair number of women do choose to live child free. Yeah. And you know what? Look, if you want to have kids, fine. But, and really, there's also, and I'm going on the freaking, I guess, now I'm, I guess, away from news, and now it's more of my own personal commentary, which I'm probably going to catch. You hate women! You hate women! I know I'm going to catch that shit. Oh, come on! You know, I'm going to catch that shit. I already know I'm going to catch that shit. But I'm like, this is what I see. This is what I get in contact with. And I'm tired of fucking taking the blame for it. I'm fucking tired of taking the blame because somebody else has a horrible attitude. Because somebody else doesn't know what the fuck they're doing and wants to treat people like scumbags. And I'm not allowed to be pissed off about it. I'm not allowed, because I'm a man, to fucking criticize how women act in this fucking society. And I'm, you know... And yeah, that's why I'm choosing to be a man going my own way. Oops, hold on. Okay, we got James. James!
How's it going, Louis B? This is James.
How you doing, James? I said your name. Yeah, so you heard my rant. You're hearing my rant right now.
Yeah, I'm hearing your rant, man. And it, you know what? It kind of puts us in a tough position because, you know, with the situation that this woman went through over in Turkey, you can't help but feel bad for the fact that she got murdered. I mean, it's plain and simple. And nobody fucking deserves some treatment like that. But you also have to take a look at natural consequences. And the natural consequences that ensued. She made bad decisions that led up to that natural consequence. And while this is not victim blaming, what this is saying is perhaps if there was a situation here in which she was not satisfied, obviously, for a variety of reasons, then there are other ways to go about it than to break your vows.
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
I'd hate to be the one to break this one to the kids, because the kids weren't even informed that she was missing until after they found out she was dead.
Exactly.
I mean, so really, it's those kids that are going to be hit hardest of all.
Yeah, but let's look at the flip side, James. And the cases where it was men who were lured to their dooms based on internet. And I mean, and there was this gay dude that was killed because a gay teacher, a New York City teacher, was lured via the internet and found murdered. I mean,
blame is placed squarely on the man. Well, I guess you shouldn't have. I guess you shouldn't have answered that call, or I guess you shouldn't have gone there and tried to get some pussy
or ass.
So I mean, that is the normal societal press
with everything, it's the man's responsibility for everything. A man can never be the victim. He can he was honestly looking for consensual. He was looking for someone to have consensual sex with. Oh my God, he's a demon. And then we get cases like this. Oh, she was trying to get some. She was trying to find love. So she got pregnant by a fucking cop killer. Or she was murdered in a fucking faraway country because apparently it's her husband's fault for chasing her away, for her forgetting how to be fucking responsible. It's always someone else's fault. But if we hold the victim accountable for anything, oh, you hate women.
Well, I mean, once again, we're talking about the lack of agency. Mm-hmm. Lack of agency. And I'll tell you what, this is what's really unfortunate, is the next crop of young men coming up are being taught the same thing. They're being taught, oh, you have no agency in your life. Don't worry. Don't worry. The government will take care of it for you.
Yeah. It just really comes down to it. I just wanted to talk about this because I was reading this story in the paper. It's been in the paper every day here in New York because she was from Staten Island. And you like, the more you're like, you're a stupid bitch. Honestly, you are stupid. I like, honestly, me, I have a mind. I wouldn't even go across the street for a bitch anymore because I'm like, she probably has someone about to jump my ass. It's like, and unfortunately, it's just yet another wall I have to put up for myself because you can't trust none of these hoes no more.
I'll tell you, I got damn lucky. I'm gonna throw the term red pill in here, and the fact that I started studying a lot about what's going on in our culture a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and the girl I've got now, she's walked along me the whole damn way. So putting forth the argument, paranoia, man, paranoia is a bitch. I'll tell you that right now. And I think that's planned as well. I really do. I really think it's planned. You got to make an island out of everybody, in order to control people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's this, remember that debate we had with Jesse Ray about rape a couple weeks ago? Apparently, I got some response to that, you know, and she says she's going to make a response video, which I welcome. I welcome that her to use to make a response to that video about the points that we've made. But I just love how when women try to debate you, they use shaming tactics. It's like, oh, well, you don't have a right to be pissed at us, you know, type of shit. What's her name? Personal messages. Rachel Mullen is her name on YouTube. Find her and give her some love. She goes, let me try to find her comments here, because she, it's like really, like, dumb bitch 101. So, this girl's too nice. I'll make a response exposing each and every one of your fallacious sentences. It is not a problem. I could shut you down in my sleep as well as your little thesaurus raping pit bull. Now that I'm at the egregious part of the video where these guys are trying to convince themselves that they're not assholes and that's why they don't get women. Yeah, you were so nice to that female caller, facepalm. I think we were very nice to Jesse Ray.
Well, here's one of the things that kind of gets me is the fact that when they use these shaming tactics, you'll often hear the phrase, "You're not a real man if." And my regular response to that is, who the fuck are you to define what a real man is? If you really believe your own bullshit when it comes to PC and privilege and everything like that, then you don't have that privilege to define who the fuck I am or what makes a real man. Hell, they keep screaming, you can't tell us what makes a real woman. We do it for ourselves. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Right.
You go do that for yourself. I don't have a problem with that. But if you're going to come at me and you're going to try to tell me what a real man is and define me and shame me by your definition, fuck you. Fuck you. Go away. You just go away. You fucking lost the argument right there because you're a hypocritical fucking cunt.
Yeah. I mean, and even during that debate, we didn't call her a cunt or a bitch or a whore, not once. Not once. We kept it on topic. We kept it on topic, and we were extremely nice to her. I mean, she goes...
Actually, I gotta say, you kind of veered off course somewhat when you started to get comedic with her, and I tried to stay on topic because what ends up happening is comedy tends to defuse an aggressive situation, but what ends up happening as a result is, you know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lose track of what was discussed in the first place. I understand where you're coming from, but she was using it as a ploy to basically just back out of the debate because she knew that she had a very weak position in the debate itself.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this Rachel Mullen character who I would love to get on the show because she seems like she wants to put up a fucking fight. While you're talking about you, Amit, wow, your caller is clearly deranged, not a biased choice at all. He did nothing but attack her and shout. I wonder why a man would be so passionate about trivializing rape. Wait a minute, we didn't trivialize rape. We just said that holding all men accountable for rape when it is a very low number of when compared to the population of men in their entirety. I mean, I just love how these chicks just claim that there is a rape culture in this country. Like, we prosecute rape, Any man worth his fucking soul, that saw a rape taking place, would fight.
Yeah, and the a lot of the shaming tactics fall around things like, oh, you're irascible, basically meaning, hey, you're bitter, or you need to get over your anger, or you're so negative. And another one is like, being charged with cowardice, like, you need to get over your fear, or step up and take a chance like a man, or you're afraid of a woman, or hypersensitivity, things like, oh, you're fragile male ego, or you're just afraid of losing your male privileges. That's another type of shaming tactic based upon accusing someone of being hypersensitive.
In the face of
a real issue, the idea that we're immature, grow up. Do you still live with your mother? That's another one.
Or you have a small penis, or you've never been laid. You're still a virgin.
Yeah. Or how about this for shaming language? You guys are scary, or you make me afraid.
I saw one of the comments that said, "Oh, that other guy on the debate, man, he was scary. He was screaming. He was really scary."
Let's not actually argue the position on its merits. No, instead we're going to use these types of shaming tactics. Here's another one. You're bitter because you can't get laid. Sour grapes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's another shaming tactic. Or how about, you're an extremist, or you sound like you're in the KKK.
I don't think I've gotten the KKK, but that's pretty creative.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
that's another type of shaming tactic, because it does not create a argument based upon the merits.
It's meant to basically silence you.
Exactly. It's meant to shame you into silence.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Oh, you must be gay, or you're a sissy or a wimp if you think this way. That's another shaming tactic. Or how about this? The charge of overgeneralization. You know, we can sit there and we can actually there are reasons why stereotypes do exist. Okay, because there are certain norms in different groups of people. Now, that doesn't mean they're all like that. I'm not saying that, but stereotype is essentially a trend. So when we point out trends, one of the things that is used to attempt to shut down our argument when pointing those trends out is things like, I'm not like that. Well, look, I didn't say you were like that. I'm saying this is the trend, okay? But I'm not like that. That's another form of shutting down the debate and another form of shaming language, because what that does is that puts the impetus upon the person attempting to show the trend to defend themselves against the charge that he's talking about that specific individual they're arguing against, which is bullshit. Or how about this one? Do you love your mother?
Yeah, I know, right?
That one gets me every time. Or how about, you just want to roll back the rights of women? No, we're not here to roll back the rights of women. What we're here is we're here to freaking argue the points based upon their merit. Either come at me with a actual objective reason as to why my argument is invalid, or go away. How about this one? This one's a great one. You have issues, or you need therapy. Once again, what that's designed to do is to question the mental stability of the person attempting to bring the argument up. That is another form of shaming language. That's shaming language. Or you're greedy or materialistic. You hear that a lot, especially if you're going to talk politically and talk about things like feminism on a political level and whether or not we should be spending all this money for Title IX and VAWA. Charge of superficiality. Well, if you didn't go after bimbos, or how can be so shallow and turn down a single mother? Those charges right there is another way to shut down the debate, because they are automatically making the assumption that it's you that are creating these life decisions, and they don't understand how to separate the argument from the person, okay? Charge of unattractiveness. creep, loser. You can't get laid. You're fat and ugly. The problems with you.
I get that shit all the time. Oh, maybe if you lost some. Maybe if you lost some weight, you'll get a girl. You get a girl. Oh, so since I'm fat, I deserve to be treated like I'm a fucking scumbag.
Well, I often find it interesting that they're willing to be merciful and offer clemency in regards to women's, you know, aesthetics and outward appearance, that they shouldn't be judged on their outward appearance, but they're not willing to extend the same mercy and clemency towards men who are slightly overweight or who may have any type of deformity or anything like that that may not register with them to be as attractive as, you know,
And honestly, in all fairness, fine if they don't find me attractive because I'm overweight. Fine, I could give a shit. But the fact of the matter is, when they make it sound like I'm less than what I am because of it, that's what I have.
Right.
That's
right.
The issue. You could be unattracted to me all you want. I'm not going to be attractive to everyone. And, like, there's certain women that I'm just not attracted to physically. That's fine. But, I mean, the real issue is this is the impression I get, that it's okay for me to be treated like I'm a fucking piece of shit because I'm overweight. It's okay because they're like, oh, if you don't want to be treated like a piece of shit, you got to change your attitude and you got to lose some weight if you don't like it. All right, how's about we start telling that to women that look like goddamn Precious or Mark Henry from the WWE? Hey, sweetie, if you wanna fucking make it in life, you got to drop some weight or else we'll be allowed to treat you like shit. That sounds fair to me, doesn't it?
Take it from someone who actually went through the process of losing a lot of weight and, you know, and ending up looking somewhat normal. It doesn't matter. Their attitudes won't change. They'll find something to denigrate. They'll find something to criminalize and trivialize. It's a net sum zero game because it's not based on any form of logic or any form of any type of thinking that would have any type of conclusion. It's all merely based upon a mass confusion of emotions. It's just purely based on emotions. Like, almost all their responses are emotive in their basis. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're angry. Oh, you're insecure. All these things are emotion-based. None of them are based on any type of statistic. None of them are based on any type of, any type of facts or anything like that. They're all based on emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a matter of arguing. It's just, I think, it almost seems like we're not even speaking their language. Their language is all pure emotions. We got close with Jesse, but it started tapering off after a while.
Yeah, I think we got bored. We got bored. Anyways, didn't want to really spend so much time on this. I just wanted to get this off my chest. And since we touched on fat shaming. I mean, I guess it's okay to fat shame a guy. I mean, you fat shame a chick. He's like, I'm beautiful on the outside. Oh, you're too fat for me. I'm like, you know how many times fat girls have told me I'm too fat for them? I'm like, word, really? I mean, and which goes to tell you, like, look, guys are really less shallow than women. Because I've seen a guy that was well in shape, a bodybuilder type, with some overweight load. In fact, I see a lot of freaking U.S. soldiers. They marry fat chicks. I mean, that was a trend. I mean, you could look at pictures. See some chick that was, I mean, there's a famous picture. There was a dude in an army uniform marrying some chick with like a with thinning hair. I mean, it happens. I mean, bringing this up, Governor Chris Christie, I mean, the New Jersey governor, he's constantly getting criticized. He's too fat to be president.
Yeah, look at Taft. Look at Howard Taft. I mean, that guy was huge. Look at Theodore Roosevelt. He was kind of on the chubby side too.
It's like, and he's like, oh, you know, he's getting criticized. because he's too fat to be a governor. He's too fat. He's going to die in office. And look, I've seen him. The man can stand to lose a few pounds. I understand. But it doesn't change the fact that he has done a lot of common sense shit. A lot of things I disagree with. But when he starts going after the unions and, you know, you got to cut spending, you know, it's like, yeah, no shit. Cut spending. What a novel idea. You don't got money? Don't fucking spend shit you don't got. I mean, I read this article by by the then head of the Federal Reserve, and he says, "Oh, well, we don't need taxes to pay the bills. We'll just print more money and print fiat currency not backed by gold and silver." And have a central bank and borrow all the money we need to stay solvent. Like, really? This was back in 1946? They were thinking this way?
Yeah, Keynesian economics. That's where we switched from classical Adam Smith economics to Keynesian economics.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm going to take a quick break, and then afterwards, we are going to do the prank call show.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. Yes. Here we go. This song is called Remember the Good Times by Jay Randy.
Shade. I used to feel good on the inside. That was back in the day. Not gonna tell you what went wrong. Never believed that I could fly. Had all the chances in the world. Same damn story every time. Remember the good times when you lost. We used to dance all night, we were living a dream. Before I knew one thing about you, in my heart is where I found you. Never give you up for a damn thing. So many reasons why we must sing. Remember the good times when you lost along your way.
That was Jay Randy with his song Remember the Good Times, one of the Crouch Out Radio Show's favorite artists. As I take a sip from my nice cold beverage,
What are you drinking?
Hey, don't worry about what I'm drinking. I'm not getting paid for it, so. Oh, God, there's still a battle going on in the chat room. Did I start some shit?
Yeah, okay.
SK Quinn says, Louis, how do you decide what music to play on your show breaks? I don't know, I just like, pick through the catalog that I built up all through the years, and I say, fuck it, I haven't heard this group in a while, I haven't heard that group in a while. I used to do an unsigned artist music party, like, every Friday when I was doing shows 5 times a week before I got me a regular job. I wish I could do the show 5 times a week. It was a lot of fun. I used to get off a lot of shit out of my chest, be nice and relaxed. Now I fucking, it seems like I fucking recharge my hate batteries during the week. Cause I used to just run into things that fucking piss me off and it's like, oh, come on, bitches. It's like, it's whatever. So anyways, prank calls. We're gonna be doing some prank calls. Holy shit. Get your numbers up. That's crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. Crotchout Radio on the Skype. So I'm gonna mute you guys that are on the call right now, so that way we could do the phone calls. Feel free to stay on if you want. So please do not post numbers in the chat room. I cannot stress that enough because I got haters that listen to me as well and constantly try to fucking get me in trouble. You can hear a lot of my calls on wise ass. You can hear a lot of my calls on SoundCloud. Go soundcloud.com/LouisB, I think it is. /LouisB-1. LouisB-1. What the fuck? Really? I gotta change that shit. Or just go to rantingLouisB.blogspot.com/p/follow.html, or just click if you're in on just right click on follow and you can see everywhere you could follow me on. You could just go on click the SoundCloud link and subscribe, because I will be posting prank calls. In fact, before just getting ready to get some numbers, here's an old phone call that I did back in the day, time machine. The gangster prank.
What the fuck are you doing?
Excuse the fuck out of me. Hello?
Hey, who's this?
My name is Chris Geo. I'm calling because you owe me some money.
Do what?
You owe me at least $200,000. I told you who the fuck my name is. Stop trying to act tough over the fucking phone and let's discuss business.
All right, speak your peace, man.
Speak my peace. Again, you took some money from a friend of mine. So a lot of that money was mine. And we need to talk about how you're going to fucking pay that shit back.
Okay, now, what friend was this that I took some money from, supposedly?
Oh, come on. Let's not act stupid here. Come on. You know what you did. I know what you did. The only reason why you're not getting locked up is because I want my fucking money back.
And where was this supposed transaction that taking place?
Come on. Hollywood. Does that ring any bells?
Hollywood.
Come on.
Do you know who this is?
Some fucking fake-ass wannabe cowboy? Come on.
What's my name?
Clayton. How's that? Now you want to talk serious?
Now, I took some money from your friend in Hollywood.
Okay. Are you a parrot or are we going to talk business? Come on.
I'm trying to figure this out, man, because,
Why are you trying to figure...
None of this seems familiar to me
okay.
at all.
Okay, why are you sounding... Don't be getting all jumpy with me. You call picking up the phone cussing. Are you a gentleman? Are you going to be a gentleman about this?
What is this from, man?
Where is this from? Why are you playing stupid? You owe me $200,000, that's it. How you want to do this?
How do I owe you $200,000, man?
Okay, why are you acting stupid? Stop acting stupid. Stop asking dumb questions. You know exactly what's going
on. I'm not a fucking cop.
I'm not a cop.
I'm asking pertinent questions.
Look here. You wanted to be a little cowboy. You're acting like a cowgirl. Come on.
When was this supposed transaction supposed to
I don't have to give you a fucking date. I don't have to give you for any fucking details. You know damn well where you stole the money from. You owe me $200,000. You could take it up with the other guys what you owe them. But just know that you fucked up on some real powerful people right now, and we could get to you.
When did I supposedly steal this money, man?
Alrighty. Look, your date. Okay, you want to know the date? The date is if you don't fucking come up with the money, sometime during the future, there's going to be an accident.
It's what?
You have 5 years. You had 5 years to fucking pay this shit off, but you wanted to fucking jerk yourself off and do jack shit about it. And we're not fucking...
$200,000
from who? Why you continue to act stupid? We know. Just admit it. Just admit it. Apologize and tell us when you're going to fucking pay us back.
Well, first of all, I would like to know who this person I supposedly got $200,000 from.
Actually, no. You actually stole $2 million.
Really?
Big Rick is not too pleased.
Big Rick? What Rick would that be?
Holy shit. How many Big Ricks do you know?
What's his last name?
Wait a minute, what's his last name? His last name is Rick. First name, Big. That's all you fucking need to know. You know who I'm talking about. Quit acting stupid.
Where's this Big Rick supposedly from?
Didn't I just tell you fucking Hollywood?
And
now you're hiding... How old is
Big Rick?
What, now you want his height, his fucking blood type?
No, I didn't ask that. I said, where's he from?
Wait a minute, where's he from?
Yeah, where's he from? You know this Big Rick so well. You ought to know a little bit about him. His background and shit. Where's he from?
Oh, really? If I don't know his background, you ain't gonna pay back the $200,000? He's in his late 60s. He's from Silver City. How's that?
Yeah, that was my business partner, man.
Yeah, you owe him money. And he borrowed money from me. So you stole my money, too.
Oh, really?
Fucking tough act you got going on is really cute.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did Imani put you up to this?
Who?
Imani.
Imani?
Rob Appling.
Yeah,
You know Rob Appling?
Yeah, I know him. He told me you got your money. Got my money.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Considering Rob Appling got $800,000 from Rick when he jumped over me because Rick was my partner originally in my multimedia company that I went to Hollywood with. See, you don't know the backstory, homie.
I don't give a shit. As long as I get my fucking money, that's all I fucking care about.
I don't need to know. Listen.
Look. I don't need this fucking Jerry Springer bullshit. I don't need this Jerry Springer fucking.
Hey, listen.
Hurry up.
There was nobody named Chris G in the picture, man. So you need to get your shit straight. Otherwise, I think you're just skeezing, motherfuckers. And you might be broke right now trying to see what kind of fucking trap you can set for somebody. But that ain't happening here, dog, because that ain't going to happen. Because
I was very silent.
I don't owe you.
You owe me $200,000.
I don't owe anything either, man.
Oh, that's not what he's saying. That's not what this other cat is saying.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me in about 20 minutes? I'm going to call Rick myself and talk to him. Because
I got that luxury.
I got it like that, man.
You got it like that? You think you're a fucking shot caller? That's why you got kicked out of Hollywood? Where you went running when you stole money? Huh?
I didn't steal no money from nobody. I didn't get kicked out of Hollywood, man. I can just straight up in the Hollywood anytime I want to.
Really? That's why you're a fucking failure and you had to run to fucking Arkansas. Huh, redneck? They ran you out of the business.
I don't know where this is coming from out of the straight up blue. That you're going to call me and tell me I owe you some money and I don't even know who the fuck you are, man.
You don't need to know who the fuck I am. This is Chris G. I was a silent partner in the background. Where you think you got all that money from, dog? Now it's time to pay the fucking piper.
Well, tell you what, won't you call me back in about 20 minutes and let me confer with my people, all right? How about that?
As long as it gets me a fucking suitcase full of money.
All right, we'll see, man. Call me back in 20 minutes, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, you're a sweet kid, okay?
Thanks, Chris.
All right. What a dumbass. He fucking told on himself. Just still one of my greatest prank calls ever. Anyways, got a phone number by some lovely gentleman. He runs a gun shop. So, let's see what happens. Yeah. All right, what I'm going to do is I am going to reboot Skype, but let me, fuck it. Should I even do that? Should I even bother? Should I, like, really, should I fucking bother, like, rebooting Skype? Or should I just save the prank call show for another day? Fuck it, let's do the prank, I'm gonna do the prank call show next week. And, yeah, man. Yeah. Alright, yeah, so that's what I'm gonna do. So that way, this gives you... I'm just going to reboot it because it's just going to fucking slow everything down. So, anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today's show. Got a lot of shit off our chest. Thanks for listening. So, next week, prank call show.
That's the end of my show. Donk.